Big Richard has been described as a neoacoustic supergroup. It's comprised of four well-established Colorado musicians. What had begun as an all-female festival collaboration morphed into a serious passion project driven by sisterhood, harmony, and humor, along with a shared desire to rage fiddle tunes and smash the bluegrass patriarchy. One member of the group is Emma Rose, with whom we'll be speaking today. Emma Rose is a vocalist, upright bassist, and songwriter, regularly sought out for the magic, synergy, vibrance, and mystery she brings to her solo and collaborative projects. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with Emma Rose. The group will be playing on the main stage at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival on Saturday, June 18th. Emma Rose, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
So let's sort of start with the name. I mean, this is a group of four women, yet it's called Big Richard. Why?
Yeah. You know, I think that long ago, before the group started, we were all friends, and we had talked about, you know, kind of the energy that we all bring to the music that we play with people.
Mm-hmm.
And once the mandolin player, Bonnie, she described it as her having the biggest spirit dick out of everyone that she is playing with. And there's, you know, the phrase big dick energy. And mm-hmm. we kind of, you know, as all women, I think that we're playing with the gender roles there.
Okay.
And in a lot of the things that we do as a band, we are playing with that kind of thing.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. I've actually spoken with Molly Tuttle about some of those issues of patriarchy that you guys are all trying to sort of break through.
Yeah.
So the term neoacoustic and supergroup, what do they mean to you? I mean, they're juxtaposed in describing Big Richard, but what do they mean to you?
I think that, you know, the prefix neo just means like new, you know, rethought, kind of like a fresh take on something. And we all grew up playing traditional bluegrass and folk and old-time music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, having done that our entire lives and now doing it as adults, but doing it in a way that's way more fun for us, we're kind mm-hmm. of, it's like we have our own spin on it. It's like the Big Richard spin on traditional bluegrass and traditional folk and old-time music. And then supergroup, I think, so the band formed for like a festival, because festivals will often do an all-female supergroup for their festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And so we collected ourselves from, you know, our own things that we do on the front range. And I think we're all known as our individual selves, but then
mm-hmm.
coming together, we're the greater sum of all of our parts.
Great. Thank you. And how did you meet Joy, Bonnie, and Eve to bring Big Richard together? How did that initial meeting come together? And then why did it continue? Well, why do you think the momentum continued once you got together?
Well, we had all known each other from the Front Range bluegrass scene for many years. And then there's a festival called McAwesome Fest that happens in Castle Rock every year.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 years ago, me and Bonnie and Joy and Eve all separately had kind of talked about like this being like I had dreamed up an all-female group if I could put mm-hmm. one together. Like
mm-hmm.
these are the three women I would do it with.
Mm-hmm.
And we had all kind of chatted about that as an idea. And then fast forward 3 years, McAwesome Fest reached out to Eve and they asked her to put together an all-female supergroup for that festival, and she reached out to the three of us, and so we all did it just as a festival set, and the name of our band originally for that set was the McAwesome Women of Bluegrass, and we were like, that's kind of dumb, and so then we decided to call ourselves the Spirit Dicks of the Rocky Mountains, and you know, at that festival, that was appropriate, but then we loved playing with each other so much, and, like, the synergy and just the, like, the connection between all four of us was so, mm-hmm. it was just so much fun that we were like, we need to name this something that we could put on a billboard, and the word dicks doesn't work in that way. Mm-hmm. So then we decided to go with Big Richard because it has the same meaning, but it's a little bit more user-friendly, I guess.
Okay. What was the year of that festival?
It was last year, so 2021, mm-hmm. May of 2021. So we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, one-year birthday party.
Okay. Now would you talk about the disparate strengths of each of the four of you and how that makes the whole greater than the sum of its parts. So what do each of you bring to the mix?
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the coolest parts about this band is that we each have our own taste in music. And even though we were all raised on the same stuff and, like, you know, we've got our roots really deep in the traditional realm, I would say that, like, each of us has our own kind of taste of it. And, like, for instance, Joy is the ragiest old-time tune player I've ever heard. And her and Eve just, like, love to play ragey fiddle parts on old-time tunes. Mm-hmm. But then Joy has a doctorate in cello, and so she studied classical music for a really long time. And Eve played classical music for a really long time. So as well as they can rage a fiddle tune, they can arrange a string part and, like, be huge support on a beautiful sing song. And then Bonnie is just, like, an absolute powerhouse singer and energy bringer. And she loves the more upbeat, like, drive-in bluegrass kind of songs, and she's really, like, great at singing loud and up there and, like, getting everyone's energy super high. And and then I would say that I'm more drawn to the swingier bluegrass songs, and I really love to sing super slow, sad, beautiful, like, things like that. So when you watch a Big Richard show, it's like a full experience of so many different kinds of music, mm-hmm. all branching from the same tree of acoustic, folk, bluegrass, old time. But we all kind of have taken our own thing from that, our own repertoire, and then bringing that mm-hmm. to Big Richard has been really cool because it's such a variety of things going on.
Wonderful answer. Thank you for all of that. So how would you, if you had to sum up Big Richard's style? Is it pop? Is it rock? Is it blues? Is it bluegrass? All of the above.
I would say it's, I guess, like, that brings me back to the neo-acoustic thing. Like, mm-hmm. we're playing acoustic instruments, and we do play a lot of traditional bluegrass, a lot of traditional old time, a lot of traditional folk songs. But we all, like, listen to all sorts of different kinds of music. And we definitely, like, we do a lot of pop covers in the band, and it's really mm-hmm. fun to, you know, have those songs played on acoustic instruments with the, you know, education of traditional bluegrass and old time and folk, it's like fun to take, like we do a Billie Eilish song, and she's like one of the most happening pop artists right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we do one of her songs in that arrangement. And so I guess I think I would call us neo-acoustic as a genre.
So rather than breaking it down into the parts, they all feed into the idea of neo-acoustic.
Yeah, I think so. Like on acoustic instruments, but playing differently than one might expect. But then we can also like throw down a very traditional bluegrass song and play it as you might expect people with bluegrass instruments to play it.
Okay. So what are you looking forward to most about your Telluride Bluegrass Festival debut?
I think that there's only two of us in the band who have ever been to Telluride Bluegrass Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me personally, like I've never even been to Telluride, which is crazy because I grew up playing a lot of bluegrass. So for my first time up there to play the main stage will be absolutely dreamy. But I think as the band, like it's such a pinnacle of our really fast success that all of us are just like floored by. Like it's been less than a year and we are going to be on that stage. And I mean, us starting this band was really just out of like passion for the music, passion for each other, and like passion for the energy that we're bringing, and like passion for playing with women that are really, really like just real and fun to play music with. And I think that bringing that to that stage feels like a huge moment in all of our lives and a really big like affirmation that, you know, we're on to something with just being real and having fun.
Great. So what do you hope that Festivarians will take away from your set?
I think that the experience of a Big Richard show is so many different things. And, you know, everyone experiences everything very differently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were talking yesterday in rehearsal about, like, how we often forget that the crowd is even out there. Because we're just, like, there to play music and have fun with each other. And I think that through that energy that we are creating on stage, like, I hope, and I think, you know, we've gotten feedback from people before, but I hope that the audience gets kind of to feel that bubble and to be a part of that bubble and to just, like, have a lot of fun and to be real with us and laugh with us and dance and cry. It's like a whole ocean of experience.
Okay, fair enough. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm delighted to have been speaking with Emma Rose. You'll hear her in upright bass and guitar at Big Richard's set, which is going to be Saturday on the main stage. And that's Saturday, June 18th. Emma Rose, thanks so much for taking your time to join me. And I'm so looking forward to hearing Big Richard for the very first time.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan.
More than welcome.